Here I am in a situation, and as you know in the beginning, because of accusation and because of hearsay or whatever, we was confronted in a situation to where, you know, well, like in all due respect, there was an agent who for 2 months I was communicating with and giving studies to. Of course, he's out of the picture right now. You know, his name's Robert Gonzalez. And, you know, I really love this guy, and this guy knows what I showed him out of the book. And all along, I was showing him of the events which we're now involved in. And here recently, you know, one of the news reports, Robert's kind of upset because, you know, he stated very clearly that he told the ATF to abandon the raid. Of course, you know, we won't get into that because we'll bring this all out in court. But the keynote was that even though that Sunday morning, I last talked with Robert that morning, I told him, I says, Robert, you know, these things are happening and they're coming. And I didn't learn that from a phone call, which you'll find out in regards to the phone, you know, the phone being bugged and all that. But I explained to him about Nahum and everything, and Zephaniah and Habakkuk and the last events that we're to be involved in, and the judgment of the world and the mercy of God and the truth.
Why would the ATF abort?
Well, they would abort it because primarily there was really no reason to raid us like that. I mean, especially when if I have a charge against me, I mean, I jogged every morning, every day, all the way down to the end of this road and back. I mean, I could have easily been picked up any time.
Yeah, but I understand they had a search warrant also.
Well, that would have been fine, too, because at least in that respect, they could have arrested me, and then they could have just simply, well, we're going to go out there and search and find and go and search. But the problem of it was, is that in the, you know, like I'm presenting now in the letter that I'm going to send out.
How come if you knew they were coming, you didn't just come out and meet them? And,
I did. From the tape.
How come they got their asses shot off like that?
Huh?
How come they got their asses all shot off like that?
Well, look at the tape. I came out on the front porch.
Right. But I mean, where all that freaking gunfire come from?
Well, John, you know, you've seen the tapes. Be honest now. Be honest. Here I am.
Well, you gotta help me out, because I'm, you know, I came in here just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, well, John, ask to review those first tapes.
All right.
Okay? Here I am at the front door, totally unarmed, my feet out on the front porch, the door in my left hand, closing behind me, my right hand up, in the exact words that I hollered out, because they were all bailing out of the back of the trailer. My exact words were, you know, get back. There's women and children here. Let's talk about this. And all of a sudden, as they're coming around, you know, that shot was fired, and it's right here in the door, at the right angle where I was, and that door kicked. And at that point there, you know, I it's all on tape. I know you all got that tape, because I saw the guys right across the street when I was on the front porch over there taping it.